With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Friday marked the final trading day of the third quarter. The Dow closed up 18 points at 26,458. The Nasdaq gained 4 points, and the S&P 500 was virtually unchanged on Friday. For the week, the Dow was down more than 1%, the Nasdaq was up 0.7%, and the S&P 500 was down about 0.5%. Overall for the quarter, the Dow rose 9%, the Nasdaq rose 7.1%, and the S&P 500 gained 7.3%. Joining us now with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani. So Akani, we've ended the third quarter heading into October. What can you tell us overall about stock performance during this period?
I would say it was surprisingly strong given all of the worries that investors had to contend with. So in the third quarter, we saw a lot of renewed worries about the state of trade relations, particularly between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. And it seemed like a lot of those questions were sort of left unanswered heading into the last quarter of the year. But even then, we still saw the S&P post its biggest quarterly gain since 2013. We saw all three major indexes actually reclaim the highs that they had hit in January and struggled to get ahead of. And we saw some renewed optimism about the state of the U.S. economy. So even though we had all of these tensions flaring around trade, I think investors were pretty reassured by the economic data that we saw over the last couple of months, and that helped power stocks forward.
And also this week, we had the Federal Reserve's meeting for September, where, as expected, they decided to raise short-term interest rates for a third time this year, with a fourth likely in December. How did that move the markets?
We did see bond yields fall and stocks sort of start to end on a weak note that day, which was interesting because most investors that I spoke to were saying that the Fed's move was very well telegraphed, that they were 100% expecting a third rate increase to be announced and for a fourth to be sort of flecked at. But we did see bonds rallying a little bit, and some investors were just saying that might have been partly due to some sort of quarter end buying activity that tends to happen in the bond market. I think overall, the takeaway was still that the Fed looks like it's on a pretty gentle course of interest rate increases for the remainder of this year and next year. And so right now, it doesn't really seem like that's top of people's worries for the market.
Some other big news this week: that securities regulators are suing Tesla CEO Elon Musk and seeking to remove him from the company, which didn't play out too well for Tesla.
Yeah, we saw Tesla shares immediately fall in after-hours trading Thursday and then continue sliding Friday, I think posting one of their biggest one-day decreases in a number of years. So it was sort of a startling development in what's already been quite a turbulent ride for Tesla investors. This all started in August when Elon Musk tweeted that he'd secured funding to take the company private. And of course, that claim has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny. And what we've been hearing in the last couple of days is that the fact that the SEC has now sued Elon Musk sort of ratchets up the pressure on the company. And it does make investors a little bit more wary about what the risks are moving forward, especially if Elon Musk is going to have to leave the company ultimately.
The Wall Street Journal also had another interesting report this week raising the question of whether we're nearing a market top amid record highs and a lot of deal making. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's an interesting question to ask. You know, when everything seems to be going really well, is that signaling that we're near a market top? I think the most cited example that people always go back to is 2000, the dot-com era. We had a lot of companies entering the public markets and stocks were booming. Confidence was super high. And then it all sort of came crashing down in a matter of months or weeks even. And so I think as we look at the stock market back near records, you know, back posting their biggest quarterly gains in years, it's natural to ask if this is close to as good as it gets, because the U.S. economy has shown strong signs of momentum, but we are widely expecting some sort of cooling to happen. If it's not this year, probably next year and the year after that. So the question really is, like, how close are we to that top? And I think heading into the fourth quarter, we do have a lot of investors who are starting to ask that a bit more, certainly more than we were hearing in the first quarter, for instance.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Akani.
Thanks for having me.
and here's a look at what to expect in the week ahead. The big news on the economic calendar is the September jobs report out on Friday. We'll also get the PMI Manufacturing Index on Monday, which will give us a better sense of the health of the manufacturing sector. Thursday brings the latest on factory orders, and in addition to the jobs report on Friday, we'll also see data on international trade. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a speech in Boston on Tuesday, and several other Fed officials have speaking engagements throughout the week. Finally, on the earnings calendar, Costco is set to report on Thursday. And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.